Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Dave Cohen, WWL News Director, joins us to give us the later on the upcoming weather through the weekend. Also on the line is Norma Jean Matei, Professor of Engineer at UNO, past President of the American Society of Civil Engineers. And Dave, Norma Jean and I are talking about how will the weather affect this structure. So tell us about the weather real quick.
Well, the bad news is the National Hurricane Center now is fairly certain we will have tropical storm or subtropical storm Nestor in the Gulf of Mexico probably by this evening. And it's going to get very close to the southeast Louisiana coast. But they believe the vast majority of the impacts will stay along the coast or offshore. They have issued a tropical storm warning now that starts in Grand Isle and goes all the way to the Big Bend area of Florida. But they think that what we'll see is as it moves south of Louisiana, we will have some heavy rain along our coast. We will see some higher tides and some high winds, but the bulk of that will not come into the city.
Are they expecting us to experience rain and or wind here?
They're talking about up to 1 inch of rain tomorrow in the city of New Orleans, and there could be a stray gust up to 30 miles an hour if this path holds. The models are pretty consistent. The consensus of the models is in a very tightly packed area, so you'll see a very narrow cone of error on our website at WWL.com issued by the National Hurricane Center. Now, does that mean we won't see a gust tropical storm force in the city? It's not, you can't rule that out.
Yeah, no guarantees.
Does it mean we won't see one strong squall come spinning off of this system as it passes by? They could dump more than an inch of rain in a short period of time, of course. And so those are both reasons to be mindful of that, concerned about it, and cautious as they move forward with this Hard Rock Hotel collapse construction site.
Thank you, Dave. Norma Jean, so I'll give you all the details, the latest. What does it mean?
not the best. I wish that we would be having some lovely fall weather with zero wind.
Right.
That would make a bad situation not worse.
Yeah. So we know there's a lot of dust. There's a lot of concrete that's broken into small pieces and things of that nature. We have some hanging. We have some on the deck still. Does water permeating through, you know, and being placed on all of that material, does it increase the weight, or what ultimately happens?
So most of the construction materials up there don't absorb water or don't absorb much, and it doesn't happen fast. So that's good. So that means that we'll not have a lot of absorbed water. That doesn't mean that there won't be little nooks and crannies where water might be able to accumulate and pond. And that's going to increase the weight that's on this already negatively impacted structure. So that's a concern.
And how about the wind?
Now, wind on the structure is of a concern, but wind on those cranes, that's really what concerns me.
We know that the crane moved yesterday once, if not twice, at least an inch. I was telling the audience Monday morning that Sunday I went out there, and they have survey companies with instruments on the two cranes and obviously on multiple places on the building as well.
Yes, they're trying to ascertain if the structure is moving, because any movement is not a good sign, in particular if it's a progressive movement in the same direction. So we don't want those cranes to come down in a precarious, unintentional manner. The best thing would be to be able to disassemble them in the method in which they are meant to be disassembled. But I'm not sure that that is something that is going to be able to be done.
Yeah, I mean, I guess we don't know yet if they've been able to determine whether the bolts have stretched during, you know, that that crane being raked back several degrees, or whether or not there's an impairment to the structure itself. I'm assuming they're still trying to determine, you know, what is actually causing the list.
Right. And it may be that the, I'm not sure they tied the, if they had the crane tower, the tower cranes totally separate from the structure, but part of the structure has moved away and it may have then pushed into the crane towers and caused some type of a denting or a buckling or a stretching of bolts.
Now, we understand that OSHA has begun to make their way into the structure to do their assessments. What would we expect that they would be doing, just simply observing, looking for obvious things at this point?
They're probably like everyone else on the site that are trying to ascertain what happened. They're probably gathering as much information as they can, so taking a lot of photographs, trying to gather any videos that people have taken, and also taking a look at telltale signs where you might expect the evidence of failure to be.
So, go ahead.
With so much of the building collapsed, that's going to be a hard thing to do because they have to clear the debris. But in a building that structurally is compromised, you have to ensure that all of these people, when they, you know, their safety.
Yeah.
You don't want to have any other casualties. And so that's what makes it so hard.
So
and having a wind event is not going to make it any easier because then I would, if it were me, I would move everybody to safety. You know, no, everybody has to get out if the wind goes above a certain
right.
level.
You stay out there at UNO and watch, right?
From afar.
From afar. Let me ask you, a good question came across the text line. When we're talking about weather, we've talked about rain, we've talked about wind. What about temperature? Does that have any impact?
Swings in temperature definitely can impact how a structure moves. So when it gets hotter, everything expands, and when it gets colder, everything contracts. And we are blessed. We are being blessed with this drop in temperature.
Yeah, we never have fall. Now we're having it, right?
Yeah, we're having fall.
We're having fall, and then they're bringing a storm right after.
So. And actually, we really don't want these variations in temperature to occur. It would be much better if the temperature stays at a very constant rate, constant value.
So when we think about stability, you know, it's greater than just stability of the building, stability of the tower. It's all of the influences in the general area that we don't have, you know, significant deviations.
Right. We don't have, well, they're trying to play detective right now. They don't know what they're dealing with. They don't know what caused this cascading set of failures, and they don't know what the condition of the building is in. They don't know what the condition of the crane the tower cranes are in, and that's 40 tons each way up there, what, plus 200 plus feet?
Yeah.
It's a precarious situation.
So we'll,
people are going to have to make decisions on the fly as they see things, either good or bad, come to light as they move into recovery.
So at this juncture, our best course of action may be to just say novenas for minimal wind and minimal rain, because we don't know what Mother Nature is going to deal us, right?
Actually, the power of prayer can be pretty strong. So when there's nothing else that you can do.
I'm not making light of it because I sit here. I'm always trying to look for options, you know, and remediation. I'm like, I forgot who it was in the city administration that said we have a pretty unique mess. I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself. I mean, I just don't, yeah.
Every disaster is different. That's the only constant about these things. They're all different. And if they were all the same, we'd figure out what went wrong, and then we would make sure that didn't happen again.
Absolutely.
But they're all different.
Well, Norma Jean Mate, thank you so much for your time. We truly appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. You're very welcome.
Norma Jean Mate, professor of engineering at UNO, past president of the American Society of Civil Engineers. It's a wait and see. How much rain? How much wind? How much of a temperature differential? None of which are on the positive side of the ledger sheet. So we'll see what's going on. We'll be right back after the break. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We'll come back to the talk lines when we return.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.